question was asked, what does one do if they have a relative who is the complainer, Shlomo HaMelech was talking about, who saps away a person's strength. So we have a few rules that are very important. We're going to assume that we're addressing an adult who is independent, that we're not addressing someone who is still a minor, who is still forced to be in close proximity with the complainer, because then the question would have a totally different answer. But assuming that it's someone who has control over their time, has control over their relationships, has control over how much time, to a certain degree, they can spend with the person who saps their strength. So then, we have a few rules. Our first rule is, imena nili mili. If I don't deal for myself, no one else will. And a person has to first make sure they're on standard foot, on solid footing. We say this rule when we learn lifeguarding. You want to save someone's life, you have to make sure first that you're safe. If you're safe and you're on good footing, you could save someone else. If you haven't ensured that you're safe, they could drown both of you, which has happened. I'm saying it's happened. There was a famous skydiving instructor who died when one of his students' parachutes didn't open, and he tried saving the student, and he died trying to save the student. I don't know if the student died. I don't remember if the student also died, but he died. So a person has to ensure that their own safety is taken care of. And so when we look at someone who saps one's strength, one has to first make sure they're in a good place. That means a person is happy, a person has a life, a person can deal. Then, sometimes in life, often in life, part of Bikur Cholim, part of the mitzvah of visiting the sick, is even though, to a certain degree, it's going to take away from you. You're exposing yourself to something. We're not talking about a deathly illness that a person will die by visiting the person with typhus or whatever the guy has. But on some level, there's a certain element of weakness that a person gets by going into a hospital, by sitting with the sick person, by sitting with a depressed person. I've had friends in psychiatric hospitals. So what are you going to say? I don't want to go there. It's too depressing. No, if you're strong enough and you're on solid enough footing, so then there are times where you do go and you do bring yourself down for the other person. Now, this is where a person has to gauge, assuming we're talking about a parent or a sibling. So a person has to see there are times in life when you have the strength for it. There are times in life when you don't. There are people who call me who I know will sap my strength. There are certain people who I know every conversation is going to take 45 minutes of their complaining. It's not productive. It's nothing but complaints. So I gauge when I'm going to talk to them. I'm not going to talk to them at the beginning of my day. I'm not going to talk to them when I'm about to be with my family. I will probably talk to them when I'm about to start class in Machon Meir. When I'm leaving I finished my block of time that I want to be productive my morning, afternoon. I'm going to Machon Meir to teach. I know that when I go into a classroom, I can't think about anything else. You can't teach and have your mind somewhere else. It doesn't work. At least not for me. So I know that I will block out the whole conversation once I walk into Machon Meir. So I try to have my conversation with those people in that 40-minute slot, my journey from the old city to Machon Meir. So I know I've given the person the time, I listen, I empathize, everything's great, and then I come to Machon Meir, and by the time I finish Machon Meir, I won't remember the conversation. Because I'm talking to people here, I'm involved in other things, we're learning Torah, and the Torah here is amazing, so I can leave that behind me. And sometimes you have conversations that knock you off your feet. Sometimes you talk to a depressed person and the conversation can be with you for weeks at a time. So you have to gauge, when am I at a place that I can give them that? It's not their fault, but I don't have to kill my life for them. Now, there obviously is a difference between a regular scenario and a scenario where it's one's spouse or one's own child, where one has a certain responsibility to help them rehabilitate or help them deal with life. I mean, there are differences. The rule I'm saying is a general rule. There are scenarios where you're the key player in their life and you have to be there for them. And even though they're at a state where it takes a lot out of you, that's part of what you owe them. So again, there are scenarios where you have to give more than regular. But if we're talking about a scenario where it's parents or siblings or uncles or cousins, someone who you're close to, but you really are only close to as a help to them and they're sapping your strength, so there you say, okay, I don't have that much responsibility to them, but if I can help them, so then let me gauge what's it taking out of me. How can I keep it in the range that it won't destroy me? and in that range, give them where it will at least harm me. And that's the way we do it. Again, if it's one's own spouse or one's own child or someone who is really obligated to, who has sunk into depression, you have to figure out how to help them. One of the tools that you have to really use is sending them to professional counseling. I have a class on how to deal with parents that are getting divorced. And it's a very important class, because very often kids get sucked into the parent who's getting depressed or the sibling who's getting depressed, and they need professional help. You don't have the tools. It's not only that it'll knock you down, it's that you're not going to help them with what they need. So very often, just because we care doesn't mean that we have to give them that time and care that will destroy us. Very often we'll give them much more if we tell them, look, I really can't listen right now. Let's find you a professional. And by helping them get to a professional, you've given them something much greater. And perhaps you've given them true resolution. But very often we view it as, they need me now, I have to talk to them, they're so down on themselves, I must give them the time, and that's not true. Very often it would be much better if I worked this hour, or I worked 2 hours, and I made the money to pay for the therapist and send them to the therapist. We might both be better off. So we have to be open to that angle as well. One of the things that I learned in studying rabbinics was you have to know where the person is better off not talking to you. Where you and they will be better off by diverting them to a professional. And very often people are too late in helping someone get to a professional. By the time they realize the person has to go to a professional, things are way down the road.
But it's not even up to you. It's up to them.
But you could help them. And sometimes the answer is, I can't help you. You need professional help. And I'll be happy to help you get there. I'll be happy to help you find. I've gone with people to professionals. I've had friends who spoke to me, and I said, you know, you need a professional. You need someone who could sit and listen to everything you have to say. And if you'll only go if I go with you, I'll go with you. If that's what'll help you break into it. So I'll go the first few sessions till you're comfortable with the person. But there, at least I'm putting them, we should always try to help people in a way that puts them on a track to success. And the more that track is independent of us, the better. The more that track they can do independently, the better it is for them. And that also allows us to help more people. The more things are contingent on us, the less we can do in life. Because if I have to be his therapist and his therapist and his therapist, oh, how many people can I be their therapist? But there's almost a limitless number of people who I can help get to a therapist. So you can help more people, and the truth is, at the end of the day, a good therapist can really help probably much more than we can.